Governor Charlie Baker is expanding access to free priority coronavirus testing at Gillette Stadium and the Big E in West Springfield to include grocery store workers along with first responders. It's part of an effort to ensure that essential workers get some of the same protections as those responding to medical emergencies. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on the essential work of grocery workers and how it cost at least one of them her life.
Vitalina Williams was not a doctor, a nurse, or an EMT, but she was on the front lines. She was an immigrant from Guatemala who worked at Market Basket in Salem and at Walmart in Lynn until she got sick. At first, her husband, David Williams, who works at the Market Basket in Danvers, hoped it was just a bad cold and not the coronavirus.
We pick up colds all the time. I mean, I pick up colds all the time, too, you know. But it did get progressively worse and worse in that early morning when we decided to put her in the hospital. She had trouble breathing.
Vitalina Williams was sick with COVID-19, and doctors at Salem Hospital put her on a respirator. But as the days went by, she only got sicker. She died a week after she was admitted.
Sitting there in the emergency room in our coat and her blue hat she loved so much. That image, it's in my mind. The last time I saw her.
She was 59, and David, her husband of 19 years, never got to say goodbye to her. Her story is one of many that raises concerns about grocery store employees and lots of other often low-paid workers who are keeping essential businesses going during the pandemic. For workers like Vitalina, making a living means risking infection every day, often without adequate protective equipment.
She worked every single day to serve all of us who still need to eat during this pandemic, but she didn't have the gear to keep her safe.
That's Congressman Seth Moulton of Salem. Following the death of Vitalina Williams, he asked Governor Charlie Baker to designate grocery store employees as emergency workers like doctors and EMTs. Moulton says that would give them priority access to important protections, including testing.
To make sure that we catch any outbreak that were to happen among grocery store workers, and also to personal protective equipment.
Like masks, gloves, and gowns. Governor Baker has made testing and the pursuit of personal protective equipment for frontline medical workers priorities. Yesterday, he expanded access to free priority testing to include grocery store and supermarket workers. Here's Baker at his daily briefing.
Obviously, our grocery store workers, the folks working in pharmacies, the folks working on the public transportation system, there are a lot of folks doing a lot of really important jobs out there.
Baker has also issued guidelines that grocery stores take steps to protect workers, including providing hand sanitizer and imposing social distancing measures. But with protective equipment in short supply, he stopped short of giving priority access to grocery workers. David Williams, the husband of Vitalina Williams, says he understands that.
Make sure that people who are dealing directly with the sick get it first before us.
Protective equipment might have saved Vitalina Williams' life, but David Williams says he doesn't blame anyone for her death. He says he just wants to honor a wife whom he loved and will miss.
She was everything that you want to have come to this country. Positive, hardworking, strongest moral fiber I've ever had in my life. And loved me from one end to the other and back. We daily said, I love you. I mean, I've loved every day of it.
David Williams. His wife, Vitalina Williams, died 1 week ago today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.